I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Attorneys general from 18 U.S. states sued on Tuesday to block President Donald Trump's move to end a decades-old immigration policy known as birthright citizenship, guaranteeing that U.S.-born children are citizens regardless of their parents' status. Trump's roughly 700-word executive order issued late Monday amounts to a fulfillment of something he's talked about during the presidential campaign. The lawsuit challenging the order seeks to block it from taking effect in 30 days. President Trump is pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization, raising concerns about the UN agency's ability to fight diseases and respond to emergencies around the globe. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It raises questions about funding for the agency and its mission. The U.S. is the WHO's biggest donor. It contributes about 18% of its funding. Trump's withdrawal is coming at a time when the World Health Organization is struggling to raise cash for health emergencies from Gaza to Ukraine. The European Union said it was concerned by Trump's decision and called on all WHO member states to address the financial challenge now presented.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Trump White House is celebrating the release of two Americans freed in a swap with the Taliban brokered by President Joe Biden's administration, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The deal to free Ryan Corbett and William McKenty was completed by Biden administration officials before the Democratic administration's term ended. That's according to a Trump administration official who was not authorized to comment publicly and requested anonymity. National Security spokesman Brian Hughes thanked the government of Qatar for their assistance in brokering the deal. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A fire at a ski resort hotel in Turkey's Bolu Mountains killed dozens of people on Tuesday, with some guests escaping by leaping from windows in the middle of the night. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Authorities said the blaze, which also injured at least 50, started at 3:30 a.m. on the Grand Cartel Hotel's restaurant floor. Broadcasters showed footage of white bedsheets dangling from the charred 11-story building. A guest told a local broadcaster he saw people panicking and jumping out. Authorities said they were investigating what caused the fire.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. South Korea suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol attended his impeachment trial on Tuesday for the first time, where he denied ordering the military to drag lawmakers out of parliament during his botched attempt to impose martial law in December. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
At the Constitutional Court, Yoon rejected the accusation that he sent special troops to the National Assembly to try and stop lawmakers from blocking his decree. His defense lawyer Cha Gi-hwan argued that Yoon's decree was aimed at sounding the alarm over actions by the opposition Democratic Party that he said were paralyzing the government. Cha also denied testimony by military commanders who said they had orders from Yoon to arrest some opposition lawmakers. The suspended president has been detained since last week under a separate criminal probe over insurrection charges surrounding his martial law debacle. Outside the court, crowds of Yoon supporters were making their voices heard. Security was heightened, with police keeping demonstrators away from the building. That's after a mob of angry supporters went on a rampage on Sunday through a district court that issued a warrant to extend his detention.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. Dangerous winds have returned to the Los Angeles area, still battling wildfires this month that have killed at least 27 people and destroyed more than 14,000 structures. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Santa Ana winds picking up speed in Southern California, where two new wildfires broke out overnight into Tuesday near San Diego. Cal Fire's David Acuna.
We are still in the throes of it, and then even afterwards, we'll still have significant winds blowing through with an additional red flag warning potentially coming in over the weekend.
He says those new wildfires, the Lilac and Pala fires, were at 0% containment Tuesday morning and evacuation orders were issued. I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.